The fear of getting canceled is so real this episode, but it's okay. Hello, Koi Beans! Welcome to another episode of Diving Into the Deep End. I am your host, Koi Q, and as you all gracefully voted on my main Twitter, today's topic is Twitter equals silly.com. Today we're going to talk about what Twitter is like, share my opinions on certain things in Twitter, certain clicks, certain niches. I won't be name dropping anyone, so if you're here for that specific reason, you're totally here for the wrong reason. I'm going to talk about things I dislike, things I like, and I'm also going to be talking about female bone void. Okay, let's cut to the chase. I know a lot of people out there are wondering, who's Female Bone Void? What is this account? Why does it exist? All of these questions, and I actually have answers for you. Firstly, I think I've always had an interest in being a social media manager. It's probably one of my dream jobs. Honestly, I don't know, there's something about being able to create content and help people get their content out there and watch them grow as an individual that makes me feel good about myself. In mid-April, I had the greatest opportunity to work with an organization I can't name drop, but basically I would have been a social media manager for their team. What was super exciting and fantastic is that they were willing to give me the opportunity, even though I don't have the experience and I don't have a portfolio, but they wanted me to showcase and show them that I could do what they expected me to do. Unfortunately, my personal Twitter wasn't enough because it's my Twitter, so I can tweet whatever I want. The idea was that I could tweet behind someone else and still show that professionalism and still like appear to be them, appear to be active, and to not like take heavy hits from the community in any shape or way. That being said, me and the organization manager, we came up with this idea that I would make an account on Twitter, and I would try my best to grow the account any way I can. It was kind of like an idea to make a fan account. However, I'm not really interested in idols like that, and it kind of felt weird to like make a fan account of the actual organization people. It also kind of felt weird to make a fan account for myself, so that kind of just didn't fly by. And for some reason, the only thing I could think of is the fact that I could possibly maybe pull off making a Bone Void fan account. The reasons why is because Bone Void had already had like a million different accounts named after him, so what damage would one more Bone Void account do? And secondly, it's like I do really, really cherish my friendship with Bone Void. Bone Void has always been a really good friend to me. He's always been in my corner whenever I needed someone. And for me to be able to make like a fan account for him, and it felt more like real and genuine and something I did want to work on rather than just choose a random person that existed and like not put my whole heart into it. That being said, it wasn't supposed to be an ongoing project. I know Female Bone Void still exists till this day. The whole point was that I'd get in, get my climb, get my goals, get my statistics, and then after that, I sign out and we just call it a day, which was what May 10th was supposed to be. I thought about it and I really didn't think about making the Bone Void account right away. As you can tell, the account was made back in like March. It was just a random backup account in case I ever got locked out from Twitter. And then when I finally was like, oh, I could do this, I kind of thought about it and I was like, it might be better to not just start from scratch, to just have an account that like already existed out there and like name change and do all these things. I mean, the account didn't have a following, no one even knew the account existed, so it, for me, it was like a clear slate. Hello, can I even English today? It was also really important for the organization to see that I could work with a team, and they offered to have help on their end, but I decided that I kind of knew what I wanted to do with the Bone Void account and how I wanted it to work out. So I went and found myself four other girls who were willing to help me out and make the account a real thing. I will not be name dropping any of the girls. I'm sorry if that's what you're here for. I'll name drop myself because I'm the one who's talking about it. And technically I am the one who created the account. But I started the account with four other girls. One is the person who has taken pictures for us, who has also funded our previous giveaways. We had one that was on the opposite side of the time zone so that the account would constantly be tweeting regardless of what time it is. And we also had someone who literally dedicated time into playing strictly Bone Void like champions in jungle, and I was just so impressed. The idea was to want to get Bone Void to notice that the account even existed, so that way it would start getting some sort of traffic, and two, make the account as Bone Void as possible. It was never in my intention to like freak up his like his image, or like cause problems or made Bone Void look like a bad guy. I really just wanted it to be like another parody account of Bone Void. I didn't want people to like think anything of it. When the account first existed, I was really nervous because I know League Twitter, and League Twitter is just so hateful for whatever reason. I don't know, like they all grew up to just hate everything to exist. I've always had female Bone Void to be good in my mind. Like I thought if it ever became like a thing, if it ever became big, I wanted to do good with it, because technically if I did good with the account, that gave me a job, and because I got a job off of it, I wanted to pay it forward by giving back to the League community. When we first started getting noticed, it was kind of funny because, like, I honestly didn't really know. Like, we didn't have a game plan for how it started. We just knew that we had to make sure Bone Void knew we existed. And then after that, everything was just, let's see how far we can climb and what strategies we can take to make it, like, real. We went from interacting with Bone Void to interacting people who would interact with us because Bone Void was interacting with us. And then we went from doing a giveaway, and then we went from posting a picture of one of our members with a little Bone Void like name tag on her. I think the whole idea was we were trying to be Bone Void as possible, but then I also realized how hard that kind of is, because it's like I can't really pretend to be someone else for a very long period of time. Like it's like acting, right? Like yes, I can do one word answers and be a reply girl and all this stuff. It's kind of hard to be a reply girl, by the way, when guys don't really drop selfies on themselves on Twitter. I think it was also funny for me because no one knew who ran the account, not even Bone Void himself. It kind of just came in, and like I feel kind of bad because I probably should have asked first, but it kind of defeats the purpose, I feel, because if he knew, then it's kind of like, oh, well, then easy interaction. But he didn't know when he interacted with us, and then we started getting a following. And I kind of wanted it to stay anonymous, but then obviously people were starting to guess like who it was and whatever. I had a total of 3 people come up to me and ask me like, are you female Bone Void? But like, as much as I wanted to be honest and be like, yeah, that's me, like I also didn't want to, because I didn't want people to treat it a specific way or look at it a specific way, because I genuinely wanted the account to grow on its own like organic sense. And then you're probably like, well, doing a giveaway isn't organic. But to be honest with you, we started getting a following before we even had a giveaway, and I was just so thankful that people were actually interacting with us. Like it's insane to me that, yeah, we get a following, right? But like to also have a community so fast, so early, it was just so insane. So we did the give back, not because we wanted more followers, but because we were actually thankful that people were literally socializing, interacting, commenting, retweeting. Like people were just so involved with female Bone Void. Like the account existed technically for just a week, and we reached 1K, like not even just with the stupid giveaway, but because people were genuinely like so involved with the Femvoid Empire like hashtag cult thing, whatever you want to call it. I was literally amazed with the growth. Like I'm not even, when I was talking about it and sharing all these details, I was like so shocked that this is something I did. This is something I was able to pull off. Yeah, obviously not on my own, because there was other people on the team who were helping out, but it was just really fun. Like it was just silly and harmless. And we also had people who were literally on the campus, on Bone Void's campus, to like who were ready to take pictures for us if they wanted it. Like we wanted to be so Bone Void so soon. And it's like, it's funny because like some of the posts is like, well, I'm Bone Void, and it's like, well, Bone Void's my main account, right? Like it's just troll. Like I don't know, the female Bone Void account was never, like, from the very beginning, never meant to be taken seriously. And, like, sometimes we made it, or we at least we tried to make it really obvious, because, like, we know that people on Twitter tend to take everything seriously, so we, like, we made, like, a little, with a little location thing on Twitter, we did like a bait account and we made like possibly a catfish, because realistically there was like five other girls on the account and like one girl doesn't really account for everyone else. And then over time people were just joining the femvoid empire and they were sending photos of them writing the like little hashtag on like pieces of paper or like parts of their bodies, and like they're like, if you want to share this, go ahead, if we want to join the cult, we want to do this, we want to help out, right? Like it became like an actual community thing. And like over time I was really excited and very hopeful, because it's like, damn, at this rate I'm gonna get my job. Like there's no way I don't get my job. Like it's going awesome, it's going great. I was so hopeful. I kind of just like expected people to follow through. And then everything kind of changed when the Fire Nation attacked, you know what I mean? Like I said from the very beginning, Female Bone Void was not supposed to last. It was definitely supposed to end on May 10th. The girls were getting really tired. Like we had, or sorry, not we, but some girls had exams. Some girls had to start focusing on work. Like we just didn't know how we could keep actively keeping up with the project. And they all knew it wouldn't be fair to just push everything onto me, and I also wanted to grow my own account and like all these things. So the girls had mentioned, why don't we just branch out, like we can have five delicate people on the account, like there's no big deal, everyone's kind of like in it to win it. And so we added five extra girls. And this time I kind of made sure that the girls either knew Bone Void in some sort of way or understood that like this was meant to be a friendly, positive, just a troll account, like have fun with it, who cares, right? And then a day after we had added all of the new girls in, I woke up and saw a tweet had blown up so fast, like crazy fast. I refuse to blame whoever posted that. I refuse to shift blame onto anyone else. I mean, I specifically didn't post it, but honestly, when I read the tweet, I thought it was funny. So many people on Twitter already bash Bone Void for being a reply guy or say that he can't get women and all this other stuff. But I know Bone Void, and I know that this man, if he wanted to, he would and he could. And I think it's because I know Bone Void and because I understand him to that sense that like I genuinely found it funny, because it's not true, and for people who think that it is true, it's like they don't know Bone Void well enough. But then I watch people who were also my mutuals take that tweet and completely turn it 180. There are people who are just like, oh, people who think it's so funny to like make fun of Bone Void's like relationship life and all this stuff, or yada yada yada, as if 1.5 million other people don't do it already, but because we did it, it's now a problem. And I get that like people are just gonna be like, well, he's your friend, you shouldn't make jokes about that. And you're right, I didn't make that joke, and it's not like I'm sitting here saying that it's okay for whoever did make that joke to make that joke. But in hindsight, like Bone Void does not care about what people think about him on the internet. In fact, he doesn't care or take anything seriously on Twitter. So for people to be upset for him and take things seriously, like, you guys are great friends, honestly. You guys are wonderful. Like, yes, Bone Void's a human being. Yes, like, people shouldn't make jokes on his account. Yes, I don't think that jokes like that should be made, because personally, I wouldn't do them. However, would I take that personal? No, because I don't care what someone on Twitter has to say about me in that sense, and I know for a fact that Bone Void also doesn't care. I think what had happened in that moment was I kind of panicked, because when I first saw the tweet, I was like, there's no way this would be taken seriously, right? Like, not even Bone Void would take something seriously. In fact, I expect him to clap back and make it even funnier. And over time, I saw people like agree with that idea that like Bone Void wouldn't take it seriously, like why are people so pressed about it, like it's not that serious, blah 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 blah. And then there were people who were just literally dogpiling onto it, like this person's a terrible person, like these guys are all bullies, blah 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 blah. It hurt, actually. Like, I'm not even gonna sugarcoat it, when I was reading those comments and I was watching my mutuals like say that I was such a bad person, I'm a bully, like the people behind this account, like they couldn't be real, like they're so rude. And it's just like, but I'm not, like I'm actually not. For them to say that like I disrespect Bone Void, don't care about Bone Void, that I couldn't possibly be friends with Bone Void, like I think over time, just watching my mutuals continue to shit on the account because of one comment that was made, that like I didn't even realized should have been taken seriously, like, it stung. It really did sting. Not specifically because, like, I was being called out for anything, because I wasn't, but it was more so, like, people telling me I was a bad friend to Bovoid when I genuinely, like, really care about the guy so much. It was also the fact, like, that people were calling me a bully and a bad person, and it kind of, like, really messed with my head, because I personally do think I'm a terrible person, but I try my hardest. I try my heart out to be a better person and to make sure that I can do good for people, or just for, I don't know, myself in general. And I've worked for years, like literally years, trying to figure out like how I can stop calling myself a bad person, or how I can stop thinking of myself that way. So when people start like agreeing with that idea and telling me that I am a bad person and saying all these things, like it starts pushing me back, and I start losing all that effort and that progress, because it's like, oh, they see that I'm a bad person, so maybe I really am a bad person. It also didn't help that that same day I had a meeting with the organization manager, and they had to see the progress, and they literally saw the storm of hate messages over that one tweet. And I was sitting there in my meeting and I was crying my heart out, and I was telling them, like, I definitely would have never done this, and I wouldn't have hurt my friends like this. Like, there's just no way. Like, to me, I know it's a joke, and I know that Bonevoid himself would never take something like that seriously, but like the way that people are perceiving the tweet, it was so damaging, and I wasn't sure how that was going to go with like me securing the job either. And I was just a mess. I was literally crying the entire meeting, trying to explain what was happening and like telling them that like I could do my best to fix it or whatever. And they were, you know, when the manager read it, he was like, bro, this is funny. I don't get why everyone's so mad. And like, I don't know, I think it's really silly. I think what happened was just really silly, because people took it out of hand, they took it too seriously, they attacked the account for whatever, they like it was really painful for me. But the manager was just like, hey, don't sweat it, like we'll just wait a few days, see how it goes, you know, like no problem, it's a-okay. Like, he was trying his best to, you know, calm me down, but I was in a mental spiral already. People on my private Twitter, I'm so sorry, because they saw the entire thing. I think what broke my heart even more is that when Bonevoid found out, he was trying so hard to like do something about it in his own way, like if he could, like I could see him like interacting with the account and like, you know, telling me like it was funny and saying it's okay, like he didn't take it seriously, like he even asked me to show it to the manager as well, so that they know that, you know, he doesn't take anything like personal, he didn't feel anything bad about it, whatever. I was just, emotionally, I was so unstable. I was having such a rough day, and I couldn't get out of my head about how everyone was just calling me a bad person, and it, like, it made me feel worse, because it definitely made me feel like I really was a bad person. Everyone who was already on the account, like, originally, they felt super bad, they felt super bummed out, and I know it was because of me, because they saw how badly it was messing up with my mental. And the girl who was taking pictures for the account, she was like, okay, I'll take matters into my own hands. And she made an apology. She made an apology, like, letter. And she posted it. She technically, I saw her ask for permission in the group chat with, like, the other girls, the other frogs. And I didn't really have a say, because she had already posted it after that. And it just made everything worse, because everyone was like under fire attacking the apology now for one reason or another. Like, I totally understand, because, you know, the account, again, wasn't meant to be serious, it wasn't meant to be like anything political, it was just meant to be goofy, haha, you know. And then it's like that tweet happened, and then we took a corporate apology, and then everyone was just kind of like lost for words, because no one really knew what to do or how to deal with it. Honestly, I think if we had just like left the account alone for a couple of days, whatever, like it would have died down. After the apology though, like I got a message from the organization manager, and they were just like, yeah, I don't really think we can move forward with your application. Like, we love that you tried super hard, you can definitely try again, but we're not gonna do this. And I was so heartbroken, because I worked my ass off to like get all of this done, and I watched Twitter literally rip it away from me. I think what makes it worse is that Female Bone Void, again, was supposed to be, like, yes, goofy, haha, but we wanted to do something with the platform, not just, like, have a random account that was tweeting whatever. Like, our end game goal was to, like, do giveaways, do tournaments, do rewards, like, all the stuff for League Twitter. And I watched League Twitter literally ruin that for themselves. I watched random people get mad that the account even had a following to begin with. I watched people, like, tell, like, the entire group to just go get jobs and whatever. And it's so funny because most of the girls are working or they make money doing commissions, and it has nothing to do with, like, XXX work or OnlyFans or anything like that. Also, some of the girls are so dedicated in their schooling. Like, they're so obsessed with trying to get good grades and trying to do well. And it's just watching people just not know anything about anyone on the account, just continuing to say, like, whatever they wanted just because they're hateful. It was, like, at some point, or, like, at the beginning, yes, it really hurt because, like, it felt like it was directed at me. But over time, I was like, these guys don't know anything about us and they're saying whatever they want. Like, they don't know that all of the girls, most of the girls, are actually friends with Bone Void. They don't know that some of them are actually, like, really well off. Some of them are so, like, dedicated in what they do. Like, they know nothing about us. And I was letting them get to me for the first 24 hours. And I felt so silly about it. For the mutuals who realized that, like, I was actually one of the girls behind Female Bone Void, like, they literally went out of their way to message me and be like, hey, like, we're so sorry, Koi. Like, I didn't mean to say the things that I said. I was just really upset. Like, it was just, like, a silly thing for the account. Like, I know you didn't do it and all this stuff, but whatever. Like, and, like, the amount of times that I had gotten that message, it just, over time, it didn't really feel genuine. It just felt like they got caught talking ish about me without realizing they were talking about me, you know? But then some apologies did feel very genuine because they like explained their like process. Like, some of them are just like, oh, I didn't know you were behind the account, sorry, blah 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 blah. And like, those didn't really feel like, they just kind of felt like a I'm saying sorry to save face kind of thing. But then there was people who literally took the time to message me and tell me like my feelings matter and that like they didn't mean to hurt my feelings and blah 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 blah. And I appreciate those people, honestly. After a first couple of days, I had to talk to the girls and ask them what they wanted to do because I technically lost my job opportunity. Like, when I said earlier that Bone Void really did, like, send me messages that I could show the manager and all this stuff, like, I did show him, and he, over time, was just like, yeah, let's talk about it. It's now May 13th. They haven't gotten back to me, so I'm just going to assume that my opportunity is gone. And as much as it sucks, as much as it hurts, and as much as I really dislike League Twitter for kind of slightly destroying that for me, like, I'm not gonna blame League Twitter. Obviously, like, it's League Twitter, they're gonna say whatever, but, like, it really hurt that I lost that opportunity because having that opportunity would have been so good for me. I don't know. I don't want to think about it because I'm gonna get sad because I really wanted the job and it would have been so cool to work with the organization, but I knew what my priority had to be, which was make sure that the other girls' mentals were okay and to figure out what they wanted to do, because technically they said yes to starting this project with me to make sure that I'd reach my end goal of getting my job. We didn't tell the new girls because we wanted it to be a forefront project. We didn't want them to feel like it was so serious. And I just had to make sure that the girls were okay and that they were mentally okay and they didn't take anything personally, and we talked through it and we were there to be like a good support system for each other. And some girls did express like, yeah, we don't really enjoy how this feels. Some girls left. It's okay. I'm not gonna blame them. Some girls stayed and they were just like, you know what? I like the girls on this account. I like being here. Some girls were just like, ride the hate wave. Like, we get it. There's haters. Who cares? It's not like a real account. We can just have fun and do whatever. And eventually, that is what they did. I don't really post on the account anymore. I reply to tweets sometimes. So watching them take over the account, watching them make it come to life, watching them still hold on and tweet and do things with Female Bone Void, watching the tweets still get interactions till this day, like, it's heartwarming, but it's also like a bittersweet kind of ending for me. I wanted so much. I really wanted to do so much, and I wanted so much to happen. And Like, it really broke my heart that I watched everything fall apart and then it just get worse as it goes on. Some girls were way better at handling it than I was. Like, they started posting more pictures, they started making more jokes, they started doing an apology. Honestly, the second apology I thought was really funny because it was like literally a copy pasta of the first apology but shortened, and it was also like the very first two sentences was literally a joke and people still took it so seriously. Like, people were saying delete the account, like this is the second apology for the in the same week, like blah blah blah, but like it's like you didn't even take the time to read the apology. If you would have known, if you just would have seen, like, you look so silly right now. Anyways, the girls and I, we just, I don't know, I guess like At the beginning of the first apology, I wanted to give up because it's like, for me, the whole point of me doing or making the account was kind of over and like it ended. And for the other girls, it was a little bit disappointing for them too because that was the whole point, to watch me like strive, to watch me get what I wanted. But then the new girls were like, yeah, they were also sad and they didn't like the hate comments, but then, you know what, like, the one great thing that came out of Female Bone Void is that I made some really nice female friends that I didn't think I'd ever actually socialize with. And it's not, like, in a bad way or anything. It's just, like, all of us are, depending on your definition of who's a big Twitter user, like, all of us are, like, 1,000 plus K. Sorry, what? Hello? 1K followers? I'm so out of it. I'm so delusional. Sorry. But basically, like, all of us are, for me, I consider, like, big Twitter users, I guess. And we just, like, never actually socialize. So in a weird way, well, not a weird way, but in a way, like, Bovoid himself had brought us together over a account that he didn't even know really existed. And who's behind it, and I made some really nice friends because, like, I don't talk to them on a daily basis, but we talk way more than I thought we ever would, and honestly, I feel like this is just the start of a really great, like, girl group. I don't really have a lot of female friends, and I don't mean this as in, like, I don't like the girlies. I love the girlies. I love the girlies. Like, I will literally repost every single girly picture I see because, god damn, I love the girlies. But loving the girlies took time because growing up, the way that I did, I had a lot of not so great girl friendships. Like, I was bullied by a lot of girls. I was talked behind by a lot of girls. I was like, in school, I was definitely the girl who was just invited because people felt bad. Up until like 6th, 7th grade, and then, not 6th, 7th grade, 5th, 6th grade, and then after 7th grade again, I was struggling so hard. And I think it's because, like, mentally, I was always, in a space that wasn't, like, in line with mine. It was always like, I don't know, like, I was always around the girls who were already girls, you know what I mean? Like, they were into, like, I don't know, idols and makeup and fashion and stuff, and I was, not that I'm not in it, I just, like, I wasn't interested because I was more interested in, like, anime and, like, gaming and just chit-chatting about, like, random stuff. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with liking makeup and fashion. I just, like, in that time, I just didn't love or appreciate myself, I guess, enough to be like, oh, I could dress like this or I could wear that. And, like, I think, like, that mentality and that insecurity held me back from enjoying things that are, like, women. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but, like, I don't know, just as a kid, I wasn't really into it. And then, like, mid-high school, I did try to do makeup, realized that I just can't do makeup. I, like, I don't know, like, I just, like, I follow YouTube tutorials and stuff. Like, I do the bare minimum, obviously. Like, I do lashes, and I'll do, like, lip gloss, and I'll do eyeliner. But, like, when it comes to, like, contouring and, like, foundation, like, I just don't know what I'm doing. And it's so, I don't know. Like, if it helps you understand me more, last year was the first time I started using, like, well, I used face products before. Like, face creams and like stuff like that. Like, what is it? I don't know what it's called, but like the, you know, and I was never really consistent with it. And then last year I was talking to Rory, whatever you want to call her, Sin Riri. And she helped me, she like helped walk me through like what kind of products I should get. And she also helped me with like hair products, cause my hair be frizzing. Okay. I'm a girly with lots of hair and it's hella curly all the time. So like it's frizzing. And so she actually helped walk me through like what hair products I needed, what would make it like feel, smell, and whatever, you know, like I'm literally so far down that it's like I'm just now becoming a girly, you know. But it's like I want to be so much of a girly. I want to have nice clothes. I want to have a beautiful closet filled with like many different things, you know. I want to wear jewelry and express myself. I want to be able to like wear makeup and feel confident in it. Like I want to be so down the girly line. And I'm like just starting, and it honestly all starts right now, like right here with my gym arc. And I'm hoping that like, yes, obviously your body will change, but it doesn't really change the fact about how you feel about yourself on the inside. But like for me, I feel like it would, because I spent so much time trying to learn and trying to develop my brain to just like love myself. I'm struggling, obviously, but like I'm a lot better than I would have been like many, many years ago. And even though like there's still moments that I dislike myself, there are moments that I'm really proud that I'm even doing the things that I do. Like the fact that I've been going to the gym now for 5 days is beyond me, because I would have gave up like day two, day three, like no joke. But like I'm really feeling it. I really want to change this year. I really, like, I've been changing for the past couple of years now, and like this year I really want to focus on the physical aspect. I've been focusing on my emotional aspect, and I'm realizing that I'm so off topic now because we were supposed to talk about Twitter and here I am talking about other things. Sorry about that. Yeah, we're gonna get back on track. So yeah, female bone void. Like a few people did notice, like L9 noticed, Finny noticed, and so did my good old brother Fruit Smoothie. If you're wondering, like, well, what's going on with female bone void, I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with female bone void. I enjoy the fact that the girls are enjoying themselves and having a good time, and I don't want to take that away from them. And as cringe as the account may be, whatever you think, I think it brought a few girls that didn't think we'd mesh with each other together, and it's a beautiful thing. What is important to me is that female bone void is the friendships we make along the way. And there's a lot of people who memed it, you know, but I genuinely mean it when I said that, you know, I'm bone void, they're bone void, we're all bone void. And as much as I love to joke about it, it really was. Like, yes, it was a work experience for me, but it was also an experience that I got to meet some really amazing women, and I love them to death, honestly. I think female bone void, which is, one, what I'm about to say is so unfair to my mutuals, but I think female bone void had brought out this reality for me, because the way that I saw my mutuals talk about it, I know they don't know it was me. For the people who did know it was me, I realized no one really said anything about it, you know? But for the people who didn't know it was me, it was a really hard pill to swallow, I guess. I looked at a lot of my mutuals a different way, because what they said may have not been directed at me, however, it did hurt me in a way. I don't know, it's not fair to them because they didn't know I was behind the account. However, the things that they said and how far they were willing to push it, it did hurt me a lot, because like I said before, I spend way too much time trying to be a better person because I dislike myself so much, and for them to just like agree with that statement, agree that I'm such a bad person, it really hurt. I had to spend that day like really fighting my mental and making sure that like no, like they're not tweeting about me, they're tweeting about the account, like it's not about me, I'm not that bad of a person. But it's like it was really hard to fight, because to me I feel like a really bad person. So to me, if someone tells me like, hey Koi, you're a terrible person, I'd agree with them, because yeah, I am a terrible person. It was, you know what, like, when that happened, it was really rough. It was really rough on my mental. Like, if people were following my personal Twitter at the time, they saw me, like, explode. I was spiraling so hard, and it went from, like, oh, no, it's not about me, to, oh, my gosh, this is really bad. Like, I lost everything kind of deal. And I think it kind of broke some people's hearts because, to be honest, like, the female Bonvoid account was not what people were taking it to be. Like, yes, we were growing too fast, and yes, we started a cult, and yes, it was like blah blah blah, but like, it was just meant to be positive. And like, one comment was so like out of character, out of account, but like, to me it was funny, to some of the girls it was funny, to Bonvoid it was funny. And like, in that situation, the only people who should matter is, like, the people who tweeted it and the person who it was tweeted about. And if he's not hurt, then why are we, right? And everyone was just, like, so hurt for him. And it, like, it messed up with my mental, to be honest. Like, even though we shouldn't have dropped the corporate apology, even though I didn't really have a play or a say in the apology either, it's, like, I feel like down the line, if I kept reading all of the hate comments, I would have apologized myself, because like, my goal wasn't to hurt Bonvoid or mess up his image. My goal was to make this for fun account and just have fun and then give back to League Twitter if I got the job. And I know a lot of my closer friends were hurting really bad, because I think they realized that like, all the hate comments were hurting me, even though they weren't directed at me. And it kind of, that also kind of made me feel bad, because I could see like, how badly hurt some of them were, even though they weren't even a part of the account. You know, like, I'm not gonna lie, a part of me feels like really happy that the girls are still going on with the female Bonvoid account. I don't know, like, I'm kind of happy that I still see posts and I still see replies. Like, I reply on it as well, and it's like, it's nice that the account is still trying to hang on, even though like, it should have ended like a while ago. The thing is, I don't know how people are going to feel when they find out I'm a part of Female Bonvoid. I don't know how people are going to feel that I was one of the people who started Female Bonvoid. I don't know how people are going to feel even created an account after Bonvoid. A part of me feels like people are just going to hate me and say things about me that aren't nice, and it's going to hurt me in the long run, because I just can't handle the hate comments anymore. I just can't, right? And I'm afraid I'm gonna lose mutuals. I'm afraid that people I care about are gonna like not like me anymore. And it's so silly, because like, the account wasn't supposed to be negative to begin with. So it's so heartbreaking, really. It's just so heartbreaking, because like, we had so much planned. We wanted to do like a Discord, and we wanted to give back to people who actually cared about Female Bonvoid, like as an account, not like the person behind it. But like, we wanted to do tournaments, and we were so excited to just have like casters and do like a stream thing and like give out like, not just like a team reward for whoever wins, but also give like, who is the most entertaining, like who had more fun, who was doing great, to make like the team experience like better for everybody, you know? Like, we wanted to give away prizes to people who were just watching and cheering us on and like supporting us as a group. And League Twitter took that away. Honestly, they took that away on their own. I'm like, I feel as if League Twitter doesn't deserve it anymore, and I know the other girls do as well. And as excited as we were to move on and make an account, and like, not an account, but like, make a Discord and like have a great time, like, I think a lot of girls who were actually in it to do that part of Female Bonvoid are no longer in it, because like, the community just ruined it for themselves. I was even talking to the org manager. If I had gotten the job, I made a deal with them and asked if it was possible to have funding to run little league tournaments. So it's not like, oh, we only get $10, $20 for like RP to win. Like, I wanted like big cash pools. I wanted like, I had so many things in planned for Female Bonvoid, and it's just, I'm like, right now, it's like, I don't have the willpower to give back to League Twitter when they don't deserve it. It's so, like, I don't know what is wrong with League Twitter. like, I don't know what's wrong with Twitter in general. Like, everyone obviously speaks their opinions and they say whatever they want because freedom of speech, great. But League Twitter has this, like, ongoing issue where they just make a big deal out of nothing every single time. Like, League Twitter sucks, guys. I'm not even gonna sugarcoat it. It sucks. Like, everything about League Twitter literally sucks. Like, I've made a few friends that I can probably count on my fingers that I actually enjoy and that are genuine people, but there are so many of you that are just, like, just so terrible. I'm not gonna name drop. That's never gonna happen. So if you're waiting for that, you're gonna wait forever. When I first joined League Twitter, I didn't know what I was getting into. And honestly, if I could get out, I would, because it's not fun. League Twitter is not fun to be in. Like, I'm thankful that I'm not so, like, deep into League Twitter to the point that, like, I see everything. I just see whatever's on my timeline. Sometimes I don't even see half the drama because I don't give energy to Twitter like that anymore. Like, now I'm too focused on my own growth and making sure that my own actual community, like, people who actually care about me, know what I'm doing, know what I'm going through, and are updated, and I still, like, keep in touch with them because that's a nice thing to do. I'm more focused on doing this podcast and making music and spending time with, like, my immediate, like, friends, because those immediate friends are my family. They're all I have. I remember when I first blocked someone on Twitter, it was definitely a silly situation because it's like I never said anything about them. I never talked poorly about them. I mean, obviously, to my immediate friends, I had explained why I blocked and didn't like this person. But what baffled me, and no hate to this person, they don't like that people talk ill about them, right? And I never went out of my way to be like, this Twitter user, they're a POS, blah, 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 blah. I just blocked them because for me, like, my mental space, and I know a lot of people have different opinions about this, but I just prefer not to know they existed. I know the mute button exists. I know soft blocking exists. But the problem is, we all have the same mutuals. I'm going to see them. I don't want to see them. I don't want to know they exist. I'm going to hit the block button because we both have mutually agreed in our brain cells that we don't like each other. And not even like an hour into me blocking them, they make a tweet about me blocking them, and I don't even see the tweet because I've already blocked them. But it's like, bro, you literally just said you don't like when people start drama, you don't like to be in drama, and you're here making drama. I was just so over it because, like, what a petty, childish thing to do when I literally said nothing about you. No one even knows that I, like, blocked you other than my actual friends. And, like, I didn't make a public announcement about it. I didn't make a tweet longer or a Google Doc. I just left it alone. I just blocked you and called it a day. And then you went and did that. I have a total of 6 people blocked. And I normally don't block people unless you've done something I really, really don't like. And I'm a person who really loves to give second chances because I love when people grow up, right? But it's like, if I already given you that and I'm just watching you, like, continue to be a bad person or to just, like, I don't know, like, you're not growing or anything and you're just doing the same things over and over again, eventually I'm just like, ick. And for me, it's just smarter and better for me to just block and, like, not acknowledge your existence. However, everyone just keeps screenshotting things. And it's like, what's the point of blocking if I'm just gonna see their name anyway? It's gotten to the point that I've actually muted mutuals for being mutuals with these mutuals if they constantly tweet about the people I don't like, or they constantly say things about the people that I don't like. And it might be childish, you might not agree with it, but it's my mental space, and what saves my mental space is what's more important to me. So I'm always gonna put myself first because I spent years not doing that, and now I'm doing that, and if you don't like it, that's fine by me. I don't care. I wanna build healthy habits that cater to me. I wanna build habits that make me realize that I'm important, this is my life, I'm worth something, and if that means I have to block a couple of mutuals or mute a couple of mutuals, then so be it. But I've only blocked, like, 6 people. Even, like, the haters who comment on my posts and say not nice things and, like, constantly, like, message me about, like, hate messages or whatever, I don't even have them blocked. Like, it it really says, like, to me and for people who know me, it says a lot if I have to block you. I've blocked some fake people, I've blocked some fake girls because it's too much, like, not okay energy for me. I've blocked some people who just have really bad opinions that I just don't want to read on a daily basis. I've muted people too who obviously like have bad opinions because like it's fine and like they didn't do anything to me, they didn't cause drama to me, so I'll just mute you and pretend you don't exist. However, if I just know that you exist and I keep knowing that you exist, I'm 100% just going to block you. Another thing I really, really hate is that people do not know how to keep drama to themselves. Like, for some reason, it's more important to air out your drama on the TL than it is to just like deal with the situation in silence or something. Like, I get having a private Twitter. I have a private Twitter. I think private Twitters are great. I think it's a lovely way to just like get everything out there. It's like a journal, and it's like a journal for now instead of journal for later. It's like you just tweet out every single thought that you have and you let it go, right? And for me, I only really have people following me that I can trust, that I know would have my back and would not say anything and would support me through anything. And so I'll say whatever it is I need to say on my private Twitter, right? So to me, what is said on the private Twitter stays in the private Twitter. And just some people are so vicious that they'll like screenshot things that you say in private and they share it around and they talk to people and then it gets out there. And then it's like, why are you like this? Like, for me, for people who do that, it says a lot more about you because it's like people are trusting you to be in their private space and to share their feelings with you and their emotions, and you're off going and telling other people, probably telling the people who like it's about, or just like sharing it with the internet because, like, I don't know, you want to. To me, that makes you a POS because private Twitters are genuinely made to keep their thoughts private. Private Twitters are made because some people don't have a venting space, some people don't have places to talk about things. And so if you're going out of your way to just quote retweet or like screen share or screenshot, whatever, it says a lot more about you than it says about someone else. I'm also just not a big fan of the whole drama thing. I know when Hanjay and I broke up the first time, I said a lot of things on my private Twitter. I don't really take those things back because in the moment, I was mentally just not okay and I was very upset, and how things went down, it is what it is, right? But I didn't go to public Twitter and just lashed out our entire breakup and say what happened and made him a bad person because that's not fair to him. The people on my private Twitter are people I hate. Like, assume are my friends, people that I would call friends, people that I think care about my thoughts. And so I say things that I have to say because I think they care. Most importantly, it's my private Twitter, so I'm going to obviously say how I feel on my private Twitter. And what I say there stays on private Twitter. Like, sorry that it may not be the best thing that you read. Sorry that it may have things that are hard to swallow. Most of the time, I'm just like putting myself down anyway. It's just a lot of hate comments to myself and how much I dislike being alive. But there's just a lot of things I don't agree with. I don't agree with people like laying out their laundry on Lee Twitter. And I don't agree with the people who egg on to it either. I don't agree with people who just insert themselves in drama that doesn't like have anything to do with them. And I know it's 'cause like, oh, well, it's my mutual friend and this person hurt my mutual friend. I agree. I agree with you 100%. I would also be heated. I'd also get mad, but I wouldn't go out of my way to like start adding fire or adding wood to the fire, whatever the saying is. Like, I wouldn't be like, I don't like that person either. I'm gonna say all those things about them that is not nice, or I'm gonna call them out for blah, 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 blah. It's like, it's not fair, right? It's not fair. It's not fair to the people who are in it. It's not fair to, like, I don't know. It's just not fair. And like, another thing about drama with fake Twitter is that like, there are people out there who are trying to be better, right? Like, there are people who are trying to grow up. There's people who obviously might make the same mistakes, but it might be different mistakes at the same time, and they're still learning. They're still processing how to get over those things. They're still processing how to fix those mistakes. And it's like, I get it. And that's why I want to give people second chances. That's why I want to see people grow. I get that second chances might not always be a thing. And for me, like, after a second chance, it's definitely not always a thing. But if I see you growing, if I see you growing as a person, I'm just going to leave it alone. Yeah, you already messed up the second chance, but you're doing you. You're being a better person. You're trying to do better. So I'll leave it alone. But for some people, after the second chance, and they just continue to be not great people, I can't do it. And there's, like, another thing with leaked Twitter, and I get it, because I guess leaked Twitter is so big, and there's so many Sims, and so many, like, people, and, sorry, I don't mean Sims, it's just, like, guys just going over girls all the time. I just mean, like, there's obviously a lot of, like, lonely people, and a lot of attention-starved people, and we all come from different backgrounds, and we're all suffering from whatever it is, and, like, there's just some things in leaked Twitter that is so amplified. Like, you got the cringe lords who say the N-word and just, like, make slurs and say not nice things about people and make fun of people all they want because whatever. And then you got, like, the people who are very insecure and just, like, hate on men or hate on women. And it's just, like, it's so strong. And it's like, why is it so strong though? But, like, at the same time, I also kind of get it, because, like, this is the environment that we're in. Like, everyone just feels like we're in a competition with each other, and it doesn't have to be like that. Like, League Twitter is a place where people will literally hate you for zero and then try to dox you and just get you to, like, unalive or, like, just not exist anymore. And it's really disgusting, because it's like, how do you have a thought process so deep, so far, that those are the things that you would want people to do? I've been playing League of Legends for almost 11 years now, and I don't have the same thought process as half the people who just, like, yes, I'm going to rage and I'm going to maul and I'm going to say things, but would I ever actually say those things to those people? Probably not. I would not go out of my way to, like, make people feel bad about themselves. I don't care how bad they're playing. I don't care if they're into my games. Like, I don't think I could ever pull myself to be like, you're the worst person ever to exist. Go do things I did, the blah, blah, I don't know. I can't do it. And I think it's, like, another thing about that is that, like, in my early stages of League of Legends, I was always taught to be like, well, mind your own mistakes, look at your own mistakes, figure out, like, what you did wrong. And, like, that mindset kind of holds me back from, like, actually flaming people. Like, yeah, sometimes I say some silly things, but, like, I do it in a sense that, like, I'm being humorous. I'm trying to be funny. Like, I'm, like, half the things have nothing to do with, like, actually insulting the person. It's just, like, random words, random things that I'm saying. And it's, like, I think that mindset of being told that, like, I need to focus on my own mistakes and figure out how I could play better, because in reality, yes, it's a team game. However, you can't control your teammates. You can only control yourself. So if you're not doing your part, it's, like, you don't really get to say that the game went bad and it's not your fault. It's like, I will always, like, even outside of League Twitter, outside of League of Legends, I will always just try my best to figure out, like, what did I do wrong? Like, how do I fix whatever it is that is a mistake? What can I do? What's in my control? You know? And it's like, I guess that thought process kind of stops me from being an angry little, like, chipmunk and just, like, raging at everyone I see who makes me feel angry. There's some people on League Twitter who cannot read the room, and I don't blame them, because reading the room is a little hard sometimes. I know I have a hard time reading the room sometimes, but there are some people who are just so clueless, and they don't know boundaries, right? And I think it's important that we draw boundaries. I think it's a little crazy that some people would consider mutuals as friends. For me, if we follow each other, I don't really consider us as friends, right? Like, there's a fine line to being a mutual and being a friend. If you're a mutual, we just follow each other, we like each other's tweets, sometimes we make comments here and there. Like, I acknowledge that you exist, but personally, I would not call you a friend. I think the moment I start calling people acquaintances is if we start to, like, we don't have to tweet and talk every day. However, if you're tweeting and you're liking my post often and you're like making comments often and you're engaging often, I start to see that you actually want to interact with me. And then I take that as a, oh, this person is my acquaintance. Like, I'm kind of down to hang out with an acquaintance. Like, they're making the effort to show me that they know I exist and that they want me to exist in their lives. So I'll do that, you know, like, we can be acquaintances. I think once you hit the friend zone, like the friend area, I would have you added on Discord. This isn't true for everybody, because in the beginning, I used to just add people on Discord whenever they asked me to, like, oh, hey, can I add you on Discord, Quay, right? There are a handful of you that are my friends who have me added on Discord, and, like, I think having me added on Discord is, like, the next step of actually being friends. And then there's besties, like, people who are in my private Twitter. I mean, not everyone on my private Twitter is besties. Some people are just really good friends who I know are locked lips and don't really like say anything bad and are just supportive as people. So it is what it is. But like, if you follow my private Twitter and I let you in there, you're probably like a really good friend or like a besties to me. And then there's like really close friends / family, and it's quite obvious if you're there. I think people who are close friends are people that I interact with on an almost daily basis or will talk about or think about often. If I make like Minecraft pets names after you, you're probably in. If I like, I don't know, if I think about you over a song, over a meme, or over a gameplay, or over a video that I've watched on TikTok, like, you're probably like a really good friend to me. I have a really guilty habit of letting women just kind of slide in and be besties like right away. I think because I don't know if the word desperate is the right word, but I'm like so desperately craving women interaction. I think I spend most of my time or most of my life being around boys, and it kind of sucks because like when I want to talk about female things, I obviously can't talk to the boys about it. And I want to talk to women about it. I want to talk to women about womanly things. So I always get like super excited when I get to talk to women and like be able to actually be friends with them. I basically started like not really having female friends, and then last year I started getting a few, and I'm very genuinely happy with the few women friends that I've made because it's like a huge step for me. But you can never go wrong. You can never go wrong with having more female friends. You just can never go wrong. Like, where do you go wrong having more female friends? Like, where? I just love women so much. But yeah. We are now closing in at the end of the podcast. I don't know how I feel about releasing this. If you don't hate me, please let me know, because I need to know. I feel like people are going to dislike me so much because of this podcast. I'm so sorry, guys. But I'm glad that my podcast is a place that is like no secrets, no hidden intentions, just me being myself, sharing my story, letting you guys know the truth. It's just like me being vulnerable with you guys, and like that's the importance of the podcast. Obviously not everyone's going to like that, and that's totally okay, but I'm really excited for the future podcast, and I'm super excited that you guys are like really giving positive feedback and telling me great things about the podcast. It's really helpful to me because it's like I'm sharing all these feelings and people are really happy I'm sharing feelings, and it makes me feel good. For future podcasts, I want to try to release on Mondays. I didn't get to release this on Monday because there's just too much going on. But in the future, I want to try to release every Monday. So it's like we're starting the week with a Koi podcast. It's like a week with Koi, and it all starts with her. Woo! You know? I'm considering doing like multiple day podcasts, like maybe two podcasts a week. That might be too much, but we'll see how it goes. Right now, I like having one podcast a week. I like being able to share my feelings once a week. I'm also considering doing like a weekly update on my life before I even get into the actual topics of the podcast, but I always feel like that might mess up my flow, so I don't do it. Maybe I'll do it at the end so that way you guys can have a better picture, a better idea. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to my podcast today, and if you want to support me and my future ideas, adventures, or wacky things that I put myself through, I have a Ko-fi link on my Twitter, and that Ko-fi link actually has a monthly subscriber section. It's mostly for my music, So if you support my music, then definitely become a monthly subscriber. I work really, really hard. It's really hard to like post music out there that is like genuinely all mine, and it does cost an arm and a leg. So it would really mean a lot to me if you guys join, even if it's like, oh, well, I don't support your music, but I support you. Like, definitely do that. The podcast and the music, it's like my only space to really be myself and share my feelings. And I know a lot of people feel like, oh, I relate to you so well, yada, yada, yada. It's like, well, those are the ways that I do it. Those are the ways that I can relate with you. And so by funding those, you're helping me be more relatable because I can do fun stuff and release fun things and do these things and whatever. I'm gonna sign out now before I be anywhere cringe. Have a lovely week, Caribbeans. If you have anything to share, go ahead and type in the comments below where this post is going to be posted. So I guess like below this link, this tweet, I don't know. But if you have anything to share, or if you want to just DM me personally, I would love that too. I love feedback. I love getting to know what you guys relate to and like how you guys feel about my podcast, and just like if there's anything you want me to talk about in future podcasts, let me know, because I will always take suggestions. I'm always willing to sit here and just talk about things, talk about life. All right, bye-bye.